This weekend is Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of June, the Solemnity of Pentecost.
Sobre un mundo malherido he venido a traer fuego. Sobre la tierra sombría como un carbón de tormento. Y cuánto desearía que estuviera ya ardiendo.
Cristóbal Fones sings "The Fire of Justice Descends from Above".
Llamarada de justicia que desciende desde el cielo. Llama y acción se consume. Un río de lava ardiendo. Es Cristo que vive en mí. Un compromiso que es fuego. Para inflamar otros fuegos, Cristo ha puesto su morada en el fondo de mi pecho. Quema mi alma, me devora. Mis palabras son incendio por los niños y los pobres que sollozan frente al templo. Si sufren hay que gritar, Dios quiere todo mi esfuerzo. Llama y acción se consumen, un río de lava ardiendo. Es Cristo que vive en mí, un compromiso que es nuevo.
The Gospel readings we have prayed with in the last week have brought us very close to Jesus, sitting beside him at the Last Supper, sharing breakfast with him after the resurrection, savouring the meaning of his words. How has that intimacy with Jesus felt for you? Has it been something new? Has it been something difficult, a bit too much? And what was the feel of those encounters? Was there a seriousness about them, or lightness and joy? Was there warmth, or a certain matter-of-factness about them? A sense of heaviness, or awkwardness, or of ease? In the other passages we've heard this week, we have heard of the enthusiasm and courage with which Paul and the early Christians shared and spread their faith. Today, though, we go back to what was a foundational experience for that early church, the event known as Pentecost, that took place when the apostles were gathered in Jerusalem, described here in the Acts of the Apostles.
When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power."
Have you ever had the experience of being in a foreign country or a place where people speak differently and unexpectedly hearing someone speak your mother tongue or your local dialect? Can you remember what that felt like? The surprise? The strange familiar words and cadences? That moment of feeling a little bit at home? Is that, perhaps, one way that God speaks to you? When you feel you are being told something that, somehow and perhaps a little strangely, is not alien, not foreign, but from deep within you, at home in you, already in your mouth and in your heart. And have you ever had the experience of managing to communicate with someone, even though you don't speak their language? By pointing, perhaps, or signing, or by the expression on your face? Managing to understand each other, because there are basic human experiences we all share, and needs and desires and hopes, so that we easily recognize them in others? Might that too be a way in which God communicates with you? Speaking to you not in words, but in your experiences, in your needs, your desires and hopes, stirring feelings in your heart, or, less poetically, in your gut, reaching you in a way that you just instinctively recognize. The Pentecost scene described here is a vivid and colourful one. Tongues of fire, a powerful wind. As the passage is read again, how does the scene play out in your mind's eye? What did it all look like and sound like?
When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power."
Our day-to-day lives, on the whole, are probably a little less spectacular than that dramatic scene. But the Holy Spirit is no less present to us now than it was to them then. There may not be tongues of flame and the sound of a powerful wind, but God's Spirit is present here now, present in this place, present within you, because you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. Knowing that God's Spirit is with you right now, what do you want to say to Him? Come, Holy Spirit,
fill the hearts of your faithful,
and kindle in them the fire of your love.
Send forth your Spirit,
and they shall be created,
and you will renew the face of the earth.